You are listening to King's Speech.
Good afternoon. This is the King's Speech podcast. It is a Monday afternoon on the 9th of February 2015. Doing this podcast from home, just got back from work. Basically, there's going to be a podcast every week if you don't know this, and apologize if it's going to be uploaded late. But last week, I had a special guest. We talked about mixed martial arts, CrossFit, and the fitness industry and where it's headed. A lot of it was pretty negative, I guess, and a little bit of positive in the outcome of where it's going, pretty much. So I'll probably have him in my guest later on this year when he comes back to Melbourne. If you don't already know, I'm from Melbourne. He's from Sydney. He's training in world class dojo full time, basically. Well, I was a full time student as well. So props to him, and I wish him well. I hope he does really well, and he's got these ADCC trials, which is the Abu Dhabi trials, where you get, you know, accommodation and all that. You get to compete in the world's biggest grappling tournament in, the UAE, so the United Arab Emirates. So that's pretty exciting. I think he can do pretty well as well in his purple belt division. He's competing in, I think, 76 kilos. So he's bulking at the moment. He's around 76 kilos. He wants to get to 77 and then cut down a little bit to about 75, because you got to have the gi on as well, which is about a kilogram. So I don't know. I think he's competing in, I don't know if they have no gi and gi, which is basically where you wear your kimono. If he's listening, then yeah, props to you, man. You know, good luck for everything. Good luck with your ventures. You know, I really respect what you're doing. You know, working part-time, studying full-time, and, you know, basically training full-time as well, you know, like 2-3 hours a day. That's basically full-time. Sometimes he does like 2 sessions a day. It's fucking insane. Moving on. So we've got a new topic that I want to discuss, and I'll continue on the fitness industry later on in the month or the year or whatever, whenever I feel like it. Basically, we got uni. University. There we go. So the second week of February. University, as you know, in Australia, we begin at the end of February. We have orientation week, and all the kids come in. They're excited from high school. They think, uni's going to be like in the movies. American Pie this. You know, Road Trip this. I think it was called Road Trip, that movie. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, what else American fucking college movies are there? Movies I watched as a kid, as a horny fucking kid back then. And I thought that, you know, these movies had all these tits and stuff in it, and you just watch it for that, really. It wasn't that funny. You didn't get many of the jokes, but you kind of laughed with your friends because, you know, you just wanted to be a part of it. Yeah, American Pie, how many are there? Like 7 of them? Fucking hell, it's insane. Yeah, that movie takes me back, really. It's an iconic high school movie. All right, let's see. So, uni's coming up. Oh, you know what? Revenge of the Nerds, there's one. Revenge of the Nerds, that's one I remember. What else is there? 22 Jump Street, that's a recent one. But anyway, so uni's coming back. Sorry about that. Uni's coming back, and orientation week is at the last week of this month, February. And the kids get together, they get toured around, you know, you have these fucking loser ass clubs and stuff that show them around, or everyone wants to make new friends, new connections. It's great and stuff, but then, you know, they end up just like parting ways, you know, the months in. So that's basically how it works. First year of uni is pretty hectic. Everyone just wants to fucking, all the guys just want to score, and all the girls just want to get drunk and, like, you know, make new friends. That's basically it. My first year of uni was fairly similar. God damn, thinking about it back then, man, I was such a fucking loser. basically I got involved with basically, you know, my faculty's club, you know. And the club I did was, you know, in the architecture type, because I was trying to do architecture. It was more in the architecture realm, you know. And I got along with a lot of the kids there, but I kind of realized they were all just a bunch of fucking losers who didn't have friends, so they made their own friends within that little circle at uni. So I got the fuck out of there as quick as I could, because it was getting pretty pretty messy, and it wasn't like one of those class like nice like I kind of like you take a photo, like say you take a photo when you're going out, and you know, you look up on Google Images, like, party or something, or, like, you know, a photo, like, or, like, just any photos of, like, a party, and you might see, like, guys in suits and girls in nice dresses and stuff, and they look all good, and they're drinking wine and all that crap, or you'll see, like, you know, hot girls dressed skimpy outfits and stuff, you know, at a club or something like that. And then this one, though, the university one, you'll see a bunch of fucking tools, you know, a bunch of losers, fat fucks, you know, pimply ass and acne face, and you know what I mean, that typical stereotypical college nerd type thing, just like, yeah, I'm getting laid tonight kind of thing, like a bunch of hanging out, they just look like shit, it just looks like shit, you know, the girls are spreading their legs and fucking, you know, their panties, they're walking around with their panties on their ankles and just trying to fucking trip them over the place, it's just not a nice sight. So I got the fuck out of there, you know. But needless to say, I did have a bit of fun, you know, but, you know, it wasn't for me, man. I got out of there straight away. So that's basically first year uni, and I think most people have the same experience as me. You know, they go to all the fucking events and all the, oh, yeah, uni this, uni that, and, you know, meetings this and fucking barbecue that. And going back to uni, I've been kind of, like, researching into it. So basically, in my family, uni is something you have to go to, you know, like ever since you're a kid, you know, your parents kind of like put it inside your head, like you're going to uni, you know, and then you're sort of thinking, okay, you know, like it doesn't really come across your mind that, you know, once you're at uni, you're an adult, or once you're the time when you're about to enter uni, you're a fucking adult, you know, you're not forced to go anywhere that your parents want you to go. But I think with most cases, we're all kind of designed to think that way. We're all designed to think, okay, straight into fucking uni. You know, after high school, what do? You go into uni. After uni, what do? You go into fucking post-grad. After post-grad, what do? You go into a job, you know what I mean? And by the time you're in a job, you're fucking 30 years old. So whatnot, which is okay. It's completely fine. You know, if it helps you get a job, then why complain about it, right? But let me tell you fucking something. If you guys don't know any of this, 50% of graduates don't have a job that is related to their degree. 50 fucking percent, right? Okay, and with that 50%, it's more like 49%. Sorry, it's 49%. 49%. Don't have a job related to their degree. And of those 49%, the exact 49%, they did not need a degree at all to get that job. Is uni a waste of fucking time? Is it? You know? Like, I had serious doubts when I was going through uni. I was like, this course is a fucking joke. You know, my course I was doing was quite new. You know, the major was quite new, because it was it used to be like you got that degree in that thing, but now it's like you get a degree but you have to fucking major in the thing you want to, if you want, you know what I mean? So I wanted to major in architecture, so I gotta go through something else. I thought that was fucking stupid, but I was a kid, you know, I was 18 years old. I had no clue how it worked back then. Everyone's like, yep, this is the uni to go to. This is the best uni in Australia. You go to it. All right. I'm fucking there. Did my application, got in, fucking running around the house. Woo, mom, I got fucking in, you know, like, you know, it's just every kid's like that. You know, you're 18 and I'm like, sweet, there's going to be a fucking institution where there's actually going to be a bunch of vaginas there. Because I went to an all-boys school. And being in an all-boys school is fucking testosterone-filled. Like, just everyone's raging every day. You know, it's kind of a breath of fresh air, if you think of, if you know what I mean. So I was pretty excited about that. I couldn't give a shit. Honestly, I could not give a shit about my course. I was a stupid fuck back then. All I cared about was the lifestyle at uni. That was the main, you know, that was the main attraction for me. It was the lifestyle. It was the parties. It was the girls, you know, it was this, that. It was, you know, having fucking freedom. You know, your free time. You didn't have to fucking attend class, man, you know. And that shit, when you're dumb as me, it fucking gets to you, you know. It really gets to you. You see your fucking progress in the scores at the end of the semester, man. When you're fucking barely passing, you know what I mean? And then like people around me also are barely passing. And we're all fucking high-fiving each other like, dude, fucking P's get degrees, man. P's get fucking degrees. And I was doing the same thing. I was like, yeah, man, P's get fucking degrees. And a P means a pass, so... And I was a fucking idiot. And I think, you know, it's safe to say about 50% of the kids there are probably about the same as me. On my boat right there. So I didn't give a shit. I thought it was fucking amazing. The sheer lack of work and study that I did during the year. Alright, so I thought it was... I was like ecstatic. I was like, fuck, man, I'm doing fuck all work and it's awesome. I'm passing. What's the fucking point in that? You know, I'm just thinking about it now. What is the fucking point of going to uni to fuck around, get shit marks, know nothing about your fucking course, finish the exams, finish the year, and then forget it, forget everything, forget the fucking material. All right, so it moves on to the next year, right? Second year of uni, same thing. You know, same fucking thing. It gets a little harder, so what? All right? That goes back to my discussion, my point of discussion is, you know, is it really worth it, okay? So let's talk about the cost. Okay, let's talk about the cost. All right. Cost of a uni degree is averaging around $30,000. Okay? $30,000. And if you were to say scam, S-C-A-M, scam, like straight away, it goes straight into your head, fucking scam, you know what I mean? You know, I can understand you, I really could. Because, get this. All right, guess how much the full tuition for a full course at Harvard University was back in 1952. So, 60, travel back 60 years ago, all right? And guess how much it was. All right. You know what? I'll give you a multiple choice question like the fucking university exams do. Okay. Is it A, 10,000? Is it B, I don't know why I'm doing this. Is it B, 600? Or is it C, 1,000? All right. It's actually B, 600. Because, yeah, there you go. It's fucking $600. And $600 for a full fucking course. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, yeah, $600 was a lot back then. Actually, no, it wasn't. It actually wasn't. And if you don't believe me, get a fucking inflation calculator out, because I've got it right here in front of me. I'm entering it in, and here we go. $600 of 1950s money. Okay, we're talking US dollars here, okay? By the way, all right? And it, why am I talking about US dollars? And why am I talking about fucking American unis? Because it's still the same fucking principle, okay? All right, so if you're asking me that, it's still the same shit. Anyway, $600 in 1952 in today's money is worth $5,000. Yeah, that's it. $5,000 to do a full course at what's known as like one of the best unis in the fucking world. So, and okay, you're probably asking me, well, what does it cost today? All right, so you know, this actually surprised me. A Harvard uni course costs an average $35,000 today. So that's actually a lot. You know, that's about, that's what, like, fucking, you know, it's like seven times more. Yeah, around seven times more, less than seven times more. Yeah. That's actually a lot, you know, so I can understand when people think it's a scam. I really can, because you're being, you know, you're having all these, well, what do scams do? They sort of try and lure you in into their trap, and it's a fucking 3, 4, 5 year trap, maybe even a 7 year trap, you know what I mean? You might fail a year, it might be a shit course, and you change your major, you want to do a postgrad, you want to do a doctorate, you want to do honors, you didn't get this good market, you know what I mean? You didn't get the mark, like, is it worth it? Is it worth going through all that shit when you're young, when you could be traveling, when you could be working a fucking low-end job, saving up money, travel, and then sort of like go back to the low-end job again and kind of like try and get promoted from it? Do you know what I mean? Like I said, in America, 50% of college graduates don't have the job they want, that they thought they would get relevant to the degree. 50%, man. So they could have, in that 5 or 4 years that they were doing it, so usually it's a degree is 4 years, right? In that 4 years, you know, and they come out of the unis when they're 22, 23 years old, they don't have a fucking job, man. In the 4 years, they could have worked. They could have saved up like 50,000. You know, it's possible. You could have saved up $50,000 within those 4 years. Working a full-time job, maybe at fucking, I don't know, maybe at like an electronic store or something, maybe selling, selling cars, you know, being a salesman, or you can be a real estate agent, you know, without a degree. You can do heaps of shit. So, like, when I was reading these articles and this research, all these researchers were saying that most jobs actually don't need a degree. And so, again, like, that's when you can sort of understand that when people say uni's a scam and they try and lure you in, they say, all you need, I mean, I was just listening to the fucking radio on the way back home from work. You know, they got these stupid open, have you heard about these open university shit? I don't even know what that is. It's like, it's something to do with like, you go online or something and it's affiliated with RMIT, you know, one of the big unis in Melbourne. It's affiliated with a few others like Deakin and La Trobe or something. But, I don't know what the hell that is. Anyway, you hear this lady and,
I was working a really crappy job and now I'm at, you know, I started doing Open University and now I've got a better job and it's higher pay.
And it's just like, fuck, man, how much are you paying? You know what I mean? And how can I guarantee you? You know, so, like, you can sort of, yeah, you can sort of tell, like, it sounds a bit fishy, you know? And, well, that's again, like, if... Again, like, if you're an idiot, then, yeah, go for it, you know, like, you fucking deserve it. You deserve them to take all your money and then leave you with nothing but a stupid fucking piece of paper that means nothing. So, I think it's interesting to see what other people's takes is about this, so, yeah, and, I think a lot of it also is the debt. So you're paying, you gotta pay back the debt. So in Australia we have a system called HECS, and the government gives you a loan, right? And you defer it. So you defer the payment basically, and you put it on your account, and it's connected with everything. It's connected with the ATO, so that when you've got a job and you're making more than 53K a year, you start actually paying back your debt. to the government. So after 53K to 59K, it's you're paying about 4% of your earnings a year. Well, every fortnight or whatever. It comes out like every fortnight. So, you know, so that's why it's all connected, you know. So I think it's a good system. It is. It's an easier system, because when you don't have the job, you know, you don't have to worry so much. But there are also a lot of flaws in it, because what about all those fuckers who don't actually get jobs, you know? So that would also lead me to the list I want to talk about of useless degrees, because a lot of fucking people take these stupid degrees, stupid majors, and they leave the government with a $30,000 debt each, right? So, you know, that's what the government has to worry. So it's not only affecting the kid, you know, they don't have a job, they're wasting their time, they can't pay back their loan, but it's also hindering the government, really. It's affecting them as well, and the economy, I guess, because I was reading somewhere, it was the government has expected $6 billion not to be repaid back, and I think we're in a $26 billion or something. I don't know if it's true, but I saw in the article $26 billion that it's in that is in debt at the moment, as of 2013. So that's when they had all the uni cuts and all that crap, when they were raising up the prices for uni cuts. There was no way they were fucking doing it. I knew it was never going to go through. But people were, if you don't know what the uni cuts were, people were going nuts and fucking protesting, all the hippies and shit going in the around Melbourne. They were just going nuts. You know, they were like, fuck Abbott. They had t-shirts that literally had fucking swear words on them. And, you know, like, just like walking around, oh, here's a fuck Abbott t-shirt, go buy it, you know what I mean, support us. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, it didn't do anything, I think, in my eyes, because it wasn't going to go through anyway. There's no way, that was going through. But I do understand why the government did it, because you got all these fuckheads just doing stupid degrees, you know, like useless shit that get you absolutely nowhere. And then, you know, they're wondering why the fuck, you know, why the fuck is the government pushing the prices up? So, they're complete fucking idiots, you know, in my eyes, you know, complete idiots. The fucking hippies. That's what I meant. Anyway, so it's, I want to talk to you about the useless degrees now. And my take on how fucked the unis think that they can just start all these stupid courses and think that, like, and actually get fucking idiot students to take them. I mean, how dodgy is that? Like, I could fucking start my own course. I don't know. I could start my own course, like, fucking Super Saiyan, you know, Super Saiyan studies and the study into Dragon Balls, you know, like the study of fucking Goku, you know, and the world of Dragon Ball and the philosophy behind the Super Saiyan, you know, like, you can, like, people will fucking take it because they're idiots, you know. And I was actually listening to this guy on YouTube, and the dude's pretty interesting. He's got a lot of good points. You probably have seen it before. It's a pretty popular vid. It got a lot of dislikes, so I don't know why. But I think it actually, you know what? It's probably because of this. He reckons any major that ends with studies is complete fucking waste of time. So he's got shit like, you know, Latino studies, Asian studies, Aborigine studies, women's studies, you know, homosexuality studies, I don't know, like, basically is useless. And you know what? I 100% agree with this guy, you know. It's funny because it's a really good observation, you know. You're a fucking idiot if you take one of these courses, especially women's studies. What the fuck are you going to do with it? You know, write a fucking blog about how you hate men? You know what I mean? Like, and I was, I was going on through the subject to, I'm going to go through it now, subjects of Melbourne Uni, right? So, if you guys don't know, Melbourne Uni is considered the best uni in Australia. Alright, just let me get it out. So, I've got the full list of subjects. So, on your computer, you can, you know, do that Command F stuff if you've got a Mac. So I did, I started typing in men, alright, so anything to do with men, okay, and nothing comes up, okay, the only thing that comes up is fucking HIV or something, right, HIV research or something for gay men and stuff like that, you know, alright, so that's one, and then you search up women, okay, you search up women, okay, this is what you fucking get. I get 19 matches, yeah, so I've got Aboriginal women and colony, right? So that's something you can fucking study. Aboriginal woman and colony. That's a subject. Significant issues in women's health. All right, where's the fucking men's health? Do you know what I mean? There's fucking significant issues in men's health too. But apparently, women's health is more important. Okay, these guys think that women's issues is a topic that needs to be of urgent addressment. I guess, I think I just made up that word, but anyway, so you got significant issues in women's health, and you got fucking two semesters of that too, all right, you got women's health screening, okay, I don't know what the fuck that is, but I'm figuring it's the same thing, because it's under the same faculty, responding to women in primary care, that's fucking ridiculous, man, all right, human rights, women, and development, like, Do you get my point here? This is ridiculous. You can study this shit. Women's and children's health. You know, it's like fuck, man. We're living in a goddamn Mangina world, and you can study this stuff, and it's so important. You know, it's something that really needs to be really addressed, doesn't it? And I think it's ridiculous. Responding to women in primary health care. Musculoskeletal disorders in women, right? Women in global politics is something that you can fucking study. It's ridiculous. Women in global health, gender and women's health. Like, do you get my picture here? All right, I'm gonna stop there. Do you get my fucking picture? I want to look at other subjects too. Okay, you've got things like youth drug issues. You can study that. Young sexual health. Health promotion in schools. Adolescent mental health. Fucking hell. Geez. Gender and health. Sex, work, drugs, and sex between men and HIV. Like, what the fuck are you going to do with this job? I mean, in your future job, like, what do you plan on doing? Research? Is that it? Just fucking researching your ass off. Seriously, you're just going to come up with the same conclusion every single time. The conclusion is you fucking women are oppressed and the issue needs to be raised. That's it. Like, it's just never ending. Why can't you be more fucking constructive? You know, and actually enter a job or a workplace where, you know, it's, you're going to develop the work industry, basically. Why can't you just do that? You know, get into engineering, get into fucking economics, you know, get into banking or something, you know, like, okay. And that's going to lead me to, the more useful degrees. Okay. So I've got a list for, so for one is, I'm reading this article, they're talking about, they're basically comparing sort of arts, you know, and they're calling it liberal arts degree. And they're saying millions of young people heading to college and unis are aiming for a 4-year liberal arts degree. And they assume that this degree is the only gateway to the American middle class. All right. And he goes on to say, the liberal arts degree is very expensive, you know, and obviously they have years and years to pay off the debts. And then you have students who drop out because they're either unprepared or unsuited for a four-year liberal arts curriculum. And then he goes on to compare it to what he calls technician jobs, right? So technician jobs, they don't require four-year degrees, but they do require mastery over a domain of technical knowledge, which can be obtained in 2 years. And he reckons these jobs are growing of importance, such as digital equipment replaces the jobs of routine workers and lower level professionals. Technicians are needed to install, monitor, repair, test, and upgrade all the equipment. And hospital technicians are needed to monitor ever more complex equipment that now fills medical centers, office technicians to fix the hardware and software responsible for much of the work that used to be done by secretaries and clerks. And he goes on to talk about automobile technicians, how they're in demand, because they need to talk about, you know, and then you talk about the 3D printers, just basically technology, okay? So technology is on a fucking rise, if you don't know. It is. I mean, we in 10 years ago, we didn't have phones that could freaking render 3D games and, you know, you never thought you could, take a 20 fucking megapixel camera around in your palm of the hand, you know what I mean? You got 4K video recording as well, you got fucking 2K screens already, 2K screens in the palm of your hands. You know, the LG G3 has it, you know, the Galaxy Note 4, 2K, you got 4K coming up, I reckon, in the next few years. So technology is definitely on the rise. I think this guy has a pretty good point, you know, but again, he's just comparing it to liberal arts degrees, like he says. I do think a lot of degrees are important, especially in today's age. I think that you do need a degree to get a job. They say that 49-50% of people are in jobs where they don't need a degree, but maybe perhaps the 4 years that they were in the degree has actually like persuade the employer that hired them to make it, just makes it look better, like they actually committed themselves to something, you know, and that's how they got the job. Like, would you rather hire someone at your pet store who has a fucking degree in you know, animal science, or would you hire some fucking just chick who's just fresh out of high school, you know what I mean? One, there's consequences for both, you know. The girl you have to hire, that the girl, the guy who has, you have to hire that's fresh out of uni with a degree is obviously going to be more expensive. You know, she's a bit older or he's a bit older, and you're going to have to pay them a little bit more, don't you? But if you hire them, you're going to have their background knowledge, and you're going to have a more matured outcome, a more mature behavior from them. You're going to see them as an older person, and obviously, you know, it's not that person's not a kid anymore. So I think it is good to have a degree, kind of thing. You know, I've got kind of fucking mixed reactions about it. Give me a break, man. You know, and the girl is fresh out of high school. Really, like, what the fuck? And she got no references. You know what I mean? She's got, what, she worked at McDonald's before. Do you know what I mean? So you don't really know if she committed herself, you know, during, just to get a fucking high school diploma or certificate, you know? So degrees do help. I mean, you do see jobs out there who say, oh, you need a degree, any degree. I mean, if you want to teach in Japan, you need a degree. It could be a fucking degree in women's rights, okay? It could be a degree in, you know, in fucking African studies, African American studies or some shit. Or it could be a fucking degree in African drumming. Yes. Yes. There is a subject called African drumming at my uni. And no, I did not take it, but it was fucking stupid. And I've got no idea why I was there. But all the dead shits took it, right? Because I knew it was an easy mark. You just do it and you get like, what, 60, 60, 70. Like, you just get an easy, credit pass, basically. So going back to what I said, Listen, degrees do help, but I can understand if you think it's a waste, because in a way it is, right? During the 4 years, you can do some other shit, right? You can do other shit. If you don't want to do engineering, or if you don't want to do fucking medicine or something, or I don't know, like some hard stuff like that has a scientific, you know, high scientific content, you know, or a mathematical content like engineering, you know, nursing, anything to do with in the science realm. You know, you're going to have a fucking hard time looking for a job, you know. If you're going to fucking major in world politics or something, yeah, fucking good luck, man, you know. Like I said, degrees do help. And I'm going to go on to the list of degrees that I do think is the most useful. All right, here are the main faculties that I think is the most promising if you want to land a job that's related to your uni studies. Number one is engineering, easily. Okay, there's been a bit of a worry with engineers about not getting jobs and stuff. There really is. Like, a lot of civil engineers can't find jobs. I know my dad turned down a master's in engineering because he knew it was shit. But engineering can land you fucking any job in construction. Any job, right? So, you don't even have to do engineering, but it will still be related to construction. And that's what you want to do, you know? So, I think people really respect engineers because they don't realize how, they realize, and a lot of other people actually don't realize this, but engineering is ridiculously hard. It's a fucking hard subject. I mean, of course. And I really respect that. And I know they deserve it, you know? So I think engineering, they can get, you know, not, they're probably on my bottom list, you know, engineering. All right. So engineering, you know, is one of them. I'm just thinking at the top of my head right now. All right. Next we'll probably have to do with, commerce, I guess. So commerce is the study of economics, accounting, finance, anything. Most of the stuff to do with like money, you know, money theme stuff. And I think commerce is ridiculously the fucking. It's amazing how. Everyone I know that has done commerce has landed a job so quickly, you know, even the shit cunts who failed everything. I know guys who have done commerce and they got a job before even finished their second year of the course. You know, I got my cousin's working as an accountant already. Well, he's not an accountant, but he's like working in an accounting firm, doing his work experience there. And he's deferred his course. So I think commerce is ridiculously good. I couldn't do it because I'm a fucking hack with accounting. I don't have to do accounting, but I'm also a fucking hack with economics. So yeah, commerce is a big one. And the next one is basically science that leads to anything to do with health and health and medicine. So I think that's the biggest one. I reckon it's the highest rate of jobs you can land, because there is a need in Australia for medical practitioners. We always need health, you know. Everyone's getting fucking fat, everyone's getting goddamn diseases here and there, and people are just getting unhealthy, you know. And not only that, it's just like we need doctors, you know. Like, you know, if there's an apocalypse, you know what I mean? The world's like going to shit or something, all right? And you're like stuck on a boat, okay? And, you know, someone has to get off. Someone has to fucking go. You know what I mean? Someone has to go because they're sinking in the boat. I don't know, it's too heavy or something. I don't know. Someone has to go for some reason, okay? what they do usually is they literally go from one person to another. You know, you see that Simpsons episode, right? Where they're all locked in the vault. Not a vault, but a bomb shelter. And they're thinking, you know, we need a clown. You know, we need someone to tell jokes. We need a teacher. You know what I mean? We need a comedian. I already said clown. And then they're like, oh, we need a doctor. You know what I mean? So they'll shoot everyone else, but except for the doctor, which kind of defeats the purpose. But anyway, I think it's incredibly important, especially here, you know, everywhere actually. So medicine's a big one. What else is there? Not much else, really. I think those are the main three ones. So in construction, in money type jobs, you know, brokers and fucking accountants. I know a guy who's doing broking or something and he's getting 200,000 already. He's getting paid, you know, six figures. And he's my age, you know, just fresh off uni. He's a fucking tool though. Anyway, a few degrees that I don't think are good is, and doesn't have fucking the word studies at the end, is journalism. Journalism, IT, what else is there? Yeah. What else? There's so many more, man. I don't know what's wrong with me at the moment, but there's a lot of them that I don't think are useful. But anyway, get this. I'll give you a few. Oh, language studies. Yeah, fucking hell. Never study a language at a uni, like as your major. Never do that. Because, like, you can't go anywhere with it. You want to be a fucking translator for the president or something? You know what I mean? Like, no one's going to hire you. You know, you want to be a fucking Spanish tutor or something, a French tutor? You know, get paid like fucking 20 bucks an hour and have like 2-3 students a week. I know what that feels like. I mean, I'm a tutor myself, but no, it's not good. It's not good. You don't want that. Going back to our uni degrees, a waste of time. I think a lot of it has to do with being in a bubble. So what that means is when you're stuck in an institution, you don't actually prepare yourself for the real world. And it's a myth, you know. So when I was doing construction, I was at uni, but I knew fuck all about how it works, right? And I used to be friends with a lot of trades. They used to be at my martial arts gym and all that crap, tradies, sorry. And these guys, they knew their shit. They were fucking like idiots. They talked like idiots, but they knew their stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they knew more than me. And I was thinking, how? I'm at a fucking uni and you didn't even go to, you dropped out of year 10. You know what I mean? And it just goes to show that I find it easier to learn shit when you're working, not when you're stuck in a fucking classroom with a, you know, with fucking 15 other hacks who have no idea what a brick feels like. You know what I mean? Like, it just a lot better when you're working 9 till 5 or 8 till 5. Or what are these guys? Some of these guys do 12 hours a day, right? 10 to 12 hours a day. It's insane. You learn a lot better when you're actually there and you know what a stud looks like. You know what timber frames look, how to erect timber frames. You know what a concrete pump, you know how to mix fucking concrete together. You're actually doing shit with your bare hands than fucking learning about it on a PowerPoint presentation. So that's the thing that really worried me about going into the workforce and not having any practicality skills at all. And I know that was kind of like just for my uni, I guess. It was very theoretical. You know, wasn't very practical. I know a lot of other unis are a little bit more practical, but still, it's not as much. So I think, especially guys, we learn really well when we're actually out in the field, out and about, and working in a team, working with each other, you know, hands-on. So that's the thing that really worried me, and that's what I thought, that, you know, maybe uni wasn't such a good idea. And another thing is the quality of teaching I want to talk about at uni. I know I'm going over time, but the quality of teaching is not what you expect. You think that professors at uni are like the shit. You think they fucking, you know, they're hired there for a reason. They get paid six figures. They've had tons of experience. And you turn up to class thinking your professor's going to be a sick guy, right? Or female. And you sit down, put your books down, take out your notebook and your pen. And then the professor walks in, turns on the mic, turns on the recording, and can't fucking understand him. You know what I mean? You can't fucking understand him. He's fresh off the boat. He's from a different fucking country. You can't understand a word. You're having a hard time listening to him. And it's not like a nice, sexy accent. It's a fucking harsh accent. It's an annoying accent. You know what I mean? I'm not talking all professors are like this, but a lot of them don't know how to fucking teach, man. A lot of them don't give a shit. They walk in, they do their thing, they walk out, that's it. They don't give a fuck, right? One of my professors was actually this Greek dude, right? He had tons of experience, like 30, 40 years experience. He was an older guy. He was a complete jackass, though. He was a fucking idiot. He didn't know anything about construction. I mean, yeah, he was working in it, but he didn't know, like, technical shit. You know, when we had to describe the physics and we had to work out the physics and the moment of this, the length of that, you know, the loads of this and, you know, how all the load transfer works and shit. He didn't know any of it. He had to get some fucking Asian guy who no one could understand to come in and explain it. Like, this guy was a fucking hack. I reckon he was some high school dropout. Because a lot of them were like this back then. This is what they had to do. The Greeks and the Italians came in around the 70s, 60s, 70s. And a lot of them didn't really have a good education. They just went into construction, right? That's fine. And if you don't know, right? Yeah, I'm being fucking racist, so I don't give a shit. But a lot of them are fucking dodgy as fuck. And they just do work for each other. And they screw each other over. I know this because I'm in construction, you know? But anyway, never do fucking business with a Greek. Anyway, I'm running out of time. I will continue this next week, but I'm a bit tired. So that's why this podcast wasn't as good. And I apologize for that. I'm a bit tired though, but have a think about it. Have a think about it. Is university a scam? Is it worth it? What do you think? Do you think my points are legit? What do you think? I'm just pulling shit on my ass. I'll continue on. I didn't even finish all the shit degrees, did I? I'll definitely continue that. Listen, I'll research this a bit more. Because I gotta go. I got shit to do. It's 7 o'clock. And anyway, adios.